something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and I'm delighted to have the lads from Foyle Arms and Hog in studio.
Hello, Trina. Hello.
I actually think there's not a day that goes by that someone in the office doesn't say, "Did you see the latest video from the lads?" You're talking about topical things, and you've got a new video that goes on YouTube every single week.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's a shackle that we have attached to ourselves. We agreed to a few years ago, and now we have to do it.
Yeah, we say a new video every week, and God, the pressure.
I was going to say, how'd you come up with the ideas? You're scanning through the newspapers, trying to see what people are talking about.
Go back to old kind of vaudeville shows in America and steal a lot of ideas.
Steal ideas, yeah.
They had great stuff there. So, that's still good. No, just a lot of slogging.
One of the latest ones that I loved was the how to tell your parents that you've become a vegan.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one, isn't it?
That was a great
Very topical. The dad goes out and buys you every type of milk that's available.
Yeah.
All of them dairy.
Yeah. All of them dairy, and thinks he's doing the right thing. So are you inspired then by your own families and your friends?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think we have a series of sketches that feature Anne Flanagan, and I think we all pour all of our parents' qualities into her.
She's a mixture of all three of our moms.
Yeah, she is.
And hopefully your mom too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I think when those videos come out, my mom was like, just thinking, what parts of that were a pop at me?
Yeah. Yeah. One that was when your parents are getting ready for visitors, and you know, not the good plates, you know, hoover your room. They're not going into my room.
Fill up the molten brown with the cheap soap.
Okay. My mum denied that. She was like, I never did that.
This is my sister all over. You go into her house, say if there's a communion on or something, and suddenly it's the Orla Kylie hand wash in the downstairs toilet.
Give me a break.
You're like, what? Where'd that? Normally it's Aldi.
You put that under a microscope. That is Aldi, okay? That is Orla Kylie.
Or
that
Jif.
Is finished years ago.
My dad was like, that's just like my mother now. Well done. Oh, you have her down now. You have her down. I was like, no, it's your wife, Mitch.
So every single week you're under pressure to do a video. Mm. Is there one video, that you're particularly proud of that just went so well for you?
I really liked the one we did this year, which was When Irish People Can't Speak Irish.
Is this the one in the Garda station?
Yeah, it's an interrogation. And the premise of it, it's set in Britain, and a British cop asks his colleague to interrogate a Gaelgor, because the cop he's asking is Irish, and the Irish cop has this kind of innate pride, and he's like, oh yeah, of course we all speak Irish in Ireland, you know the kind of lies you tell the Brits, you know, we all speak it very well, you know, we're very proud of it,
because we like to speak it when we're on the tube and you don't want other people knowing what you're saying.
Try and kind of muster
together a sentence.
So then they interrogate the cop together, but the British guy doesn't know what the two of them are saying, and the guy can only speak primary school level Irish.
On Will Cadogan, Dull Giddy on Lehers. Aoife was just saying there at the front desk, she's a non-drinker and so is her boyfriend. And when he came in there, she was saying, oh my God, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that send me the video, Foyle Arms and Hog, about non-drinkers. Now, I'm not familiar with this one, tell me about this one.
This started as a stage sketch. Yeah, the premise was an intervention for a young Irish teenager who wasn't drinking. So the whole family, the whole extended family, had come round to try and convince him to have a pint.
Because he's a total weirdo for not drinking.
Very worried about him.
Oh, yeah, I know. Found him in bed, asleep, reading.
You're an embarrassment. Yeah. Everyone is talking about you on the road.
Another great one as well was the plumber working for free because he was going to get great exposure on social media.
Yes. Some of the sketches have a bit of rage put through them where everyone are in certain industries and can relate to being asked to work for free.
Yeah, it's not
crazy. We still
like,
get plenty of emails.
We see so many. It's like, hey, would you come and promote this new hammer that we have? It's a beautiful hammer. It hammers nails in. Like, what? You want to do a video on that? Yeah, but we're not going to pay you.
But it's great exposure.
It's great exposure.
It is,
talking about hammers.
I can't believe you turned down that offer.
Wow.
So listen, you just did a run at Vicar Street, so you've literally only a couple of days off over Christmas. Yeah. And then there's tickets going to be on sale now. So if anybody hasn't done all the Christmas shopping, there's tickets available now for your next run, which are available online. And it's such an easy Christmas present. You can just go online right now and get it.
Couldn't be lazier.
You can buy it in the bathroom of the person's house you're visiting after you figure out you forgot to get them tickets.
It's perfect.
Let's face it, today, the 21st of December, if you go to a shopping centre, you're going to sit looking for parking for the next week.
Forget
and you'll miss
it.
Christmas.
Forget about it. You don't even have to print these tickets out. Just show them a screen grab that you bought it. Game over.
So is that what you give everyone then? in the family for
absolutely,
Christmas?
Absolutely, yes.
He gets them free.
I get free tickets to my own show.
I get my family foil hats. Amazing. Merchandise. Amazing. Yeah, yeah.
So what are the dates? Do you know what they are off the top of your head, or will I read them out for you?
Does it sound more professional if you read them out?
Will it? Okay, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you, so since you don't even know where you're going to be.
We'll give you backing music. You ready?
Okay, off you go. All right. So, Foil Arms and Hog. Will I do it like an ad? Hang on a second.
Let's do this properly. Add it up. Your best ad voice.
Okay. Foil Arms and Hog. 6 extra shows added now due to demand. Vicar Street, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 16th and the 17th of January. Tickets on sale now.
Terms and conditions apply.
Lovely.
Hey, that's a good ad. I think that's...
Are we going to do... Going to do a song?
Yeah.
As soon as you have a guitar in.
We have a guitar and a bear on, so we thought we'd do a song.
Lovely.
Right.
Go for it.
All right. Now, this little song that we wrote, this is called the Brexit song.
That's right. There's no one's sick of that foil.
No one's sick of Brexit. No, this is a little ballad that we wrote for our English friends who are having a bit of a hard time at the moment. Fair to them. Okay, here we go. At Brexit, they're getting frustrated.
Oh, they are.
As it's dragged out and non-stop debated.
Ages.
So we Irish, we feel obligated.
We do.
To explain to them one simple fact.
True enough.
That we don't understand how the English can't see. After all their experience colonially. The one thing that's clear from their history. Is that it's hard to break free from a union.
It's awful hard to break free from a union, lads.
Oh, that's true, all right.
We'd know all about that in Ireland.
We would indeed. In Ireland for 800 years we tried. We even left part of the country behind. So we can't understand all the English surprise. That it's hard to break free from a union.
What about India, lads?
Oh, India was a big one, all right. After 200 years being occupied, the British, they finally stepped aside. When asked, Mahatma Gandhi replied,
it is one of life's undeniable facts
that it's hard to break free from a union. Oh, what about the Scottish?
Oh, sure, they're still at it.
William Wallace, he tried and he died. The vote for independence denied. Andy Murray's only British when he's on the winning side. 'Cause it's hard to break free from a union. Oh, then there was the lads down under.
Oh, the Australians.
Mm-hmm. Separated by thousands of miles of sea, they still have the Queen on their currency. It should have been Crocodile Dundee. But it's hard to break free from a union.
And then there was the Egyptians.
We can't forget Egypt. After 100 years of freedom, their stuff's still in the British Museum. Even Tutankhamun's grandson had to pay in to see him. 'Cause it's hard to break free from a union.
There were loads more, though, Foyle.
Oh, that's true, didn't stop there. Botswana, Bahrain, Qatar and Nauru, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan too. Say it's a never say just but a sign. Sri Lanka and Malta all took their time. I am Mauritius, Lesotho, Kuwait, Kenya, Jordan, Iraq to wait. Guyana, Grenada, Fiji and Sudan, Jamaica, Malawi, took ages to plan.
There's a big long list of them, you're gonna have to speed her up.
Alright, hold on there, boys, here we go. Brunei, Belize, Barbados, Bahamas, Canada, Cyprus, Dominica, Tonga, South Africa, Solomon Islands, Uganda, Malaysia, Libya, Kiribati, Gambia, the Gambia, Yemen, Tanzania, Tuvalu, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Maldives, Anata, Trinidad, and Baton, Vegas, Saudi, Zealand, Sulu, Chequia, USA. I messed it up. USA, Antigua, and Bermuda, Afghanistan, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines.
Hey!
Yes, it's hard to break free from a union. Oh, boys, that's one heck of a list.
Thanks be to God for Wikipedia.
A tin whistle solo.
Here we go.
So believe when we say that we know how you feel. Going back again, looking for deal after deal. As the European Parliament slowly reveals.
Oh, we are going to make it very hard to break free from this union.
Now we know it's not our fight to fight.
It isn't, lads.
And leave or remain, well, we don't give a shite. But it's ruining the news every single night.
Why, lads?
'Cause it's hard to break free from a union. Hey!
I was not expecting that. Thank you so much, Foil Arms and Hog. And how can we get tickets for your show? What's the website?
Oh, foilarmsandhog.ie.
And the best way to do it is, if you're going to buy tickets, make sure you go to our website and follow the links, because there are pirates out there, cowboys, selling their tickets for 3, 4, 5 times the price.
No.
There's only one ticket left. You have to buy now in the next 30 seconds or it's gone. And it's all lies.
But we would recommend that you buy now, but on the official website.
Do buy now.
Yes, okay. But thank you so much for coming in. Have a great show when you're back in January, and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Thank you very much.
It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.